We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Doc Insider.
Duck's going to pick it up, and here we go.
Got him deep. He's open. He's got it, and he's gone.
How about that?
Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
Omarui for three. Yes!
Oh, and a steal and slam.
Duarte to the basket, the slam.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Outright champ.
Holy three, goal, and holy ball.
Left wing, pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Regular season champions, and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and we got a lot to get to today. A ton of interviews for you. You're going to hear from Oregon baseball head coach Mark Wasikowski ahead of the season opener for the Ducks coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll have a 3:45 pregame show for you on the Oregon Sports Network, and we'll have a live stream as well for you with myself and Alex Stimson. I'm actually going to be roaming around in the stands. It's going to be kind of fun. Different, but fun. So we'll hear from Mark Wasikowski in just a moment. Rob Mosley, editor-in-chief, GoDucks.com, going to join us, discuss a lot of cool stuff. Melissa Lombardi, head coach Oregon softball, before the Ducks play a couple non-conference matchups with Pac-12 opponents, actually. We'll get to that. And Matt Ulmer, head coach Oregon volleyball, all on the horizon. And if we have time today, we're going to also chat with Robert Johnson, as he met with the media for about 20 minutes today, previewing their upcoming meet to Air Force, where they're taking a small contingency of student-athletes this weekend. Happy birthday, Uncle Phil, by the way! We got our bobblehead. Phil, always with us on the desk. It is Phil Knight's birthday today. We also had a pretty cool video that Oregon football put together. If you didn't see it on the Oregon football social media channels, encourage you to check it out. Some news before we hear from Mark Wasikowski. The start time for Oregon's game at California for men's basketball on Saturday has been changed to 1 p.m. and will be televised by the Pac-12 Network. 12:30 pregame show for us here on the Oregon Sports Network was originally set to be a 7 o'clock tip on Saturday. The conference moving that game up, I believe, really to help Oregon out a bit, because the Ducks are playing so many games in such a condensed period of time. Gives them a little extra recovery and time to travel home on Saturday night before then they take Sunday to get ready to play Arizona on Monday. We do not have a game time yet for Arizona Monday and UCLA on Wednesday. Hopefully those are coming soon as the puzzle pieces all get put together. Time of the Ducks' final game of the season was also announced today, as Oregon will play Oregon State March 7th. Originally scheduled for March 6th, it's going to be March 7th in Corvallis, and it will start at 5 p.m., be broadcast on FS1. That means a 4:30 pregame show for us on the radio side on the Oregon Sports Network. Oregon, of course, playing tomorrow. And we'll hear from Dana Altman tomorrow ahead of the 6 o'clock tip against Stanford that will be on ESPNU. Oregon women's lacrosse will also play at Marquette this Friday, February 26th at 4:30 p.m. They'll be playing at the indoor facility, actually, in Milwaukee. Game replaces the originally scheduled contest against Notre Dame, who has had to cancel that matchup due to a COVID-19 protocol issue within the Notre Dame program. So the Ducks keeping their flight out there, and they're going to play in Milwaukee. Pretty cool. On February 26th, that's coming up on Friday at 4:30 p.m. 1 year ago today, Sabrina Ionescu, 2,000, 1,000, and 1,000 points, rebounds, and assists in her career. That was 1 year ago today. What a special moment that was when she said that one was for Kobe. That was a cool, cool moment. Tonight, talking about cool moments, there will be a panel celebrating Ducks through the decades as part of Black History Month. You can find more information on GoDucks.com. Moe's just posted a great article about it today, and you'll be able to tune in via YouTube and Facebook Live. Black History Month in B, Oregon, putting on this panel with Anthony Newman, former Duck, and all former Ducks, Jordan Kent, English Gardner, current Duck Gloria Mutiri, and Orlando Williams is going to moderate it. A lot of familiar names. I think it's going to be a cool event. So if you're listening on one of our radio affiliates tonight, it starts at 6 o'clock. You might be listening. It's already underway. You can actually watch it on demand as well on the GoDucks YouTube channel, where you might be watching this show on demand as well. Meanwhile, Oregon baseball getting set for the start of its season. It'll be a 4 o'clock first pitch at PK Park tomorrow, 3:45 pregame show across the Oregon Sports Network, the GoDucks app, the TuneIn app, GoDucks.com, wherever you want to tune in, and, of course, the live stream as well. I'm really looking forward to the start of this season. Coming a week later than we thought, but it looks like all systems are go for Oregon baseball to open its season at 4 o'clock at PK Park tomorrow. Mark Wasikowski talked with the media, previewing the start of the season that is rapidly approaching.
Mark, what kind of offensive team do you think you guys can be this year?
Yeah, good morning, Ashley. Thanks for the question. I think we should have some strength. We're definitely a physical-looking group. We'd like to be a well-balanced group to where if we needed to move runners with the bunting game and the inside game, we can do that. I don't think you're going to see a team that's going to break Duck records with sacrifice bunting. I can pretty much guarantee that. I think these guys are going to be more physical. There's going to be a presence in the box. I think you're going to see guys that are going to we're not into the trend of just, you know, swing out of your ass and strike out a bunch of times in a game, and that's called fun to watch. That's not fun to watch for me. And so we do want a disciplined approach. We do want guys that drive the ball through the gaps and have the strength to be able to do so. And so we recruit that way. We've got guys, I think, this year where you're going to see a more physical look to our lineup. And hopefully, like I've said before, hopefully they can play as good as they look, because they're there's a physicality to them that's good to the eye.
Mark, you talk about the I guess diciness that contact tracing can create, especially when it's not coming from within your own program. You know, bubbling kids is kind of impossible in its own right these days. But I mean, how do you really drill it into these guys to just be as careful as possible with your non-baseball related circles and just the implications that it can have? And how do you balance those two things? Because you want these kids to still be social and kind of have a life as well. So where does that balance come in, and how do you navigate that?
The experts are pretty much telling us, though, that if you want to have fun and have a life that's what we would consider normal, those don't really align with the protocols and the things like that. And so that's kind of off the table. I think our guys now see that. You know, the outside people and the contacts from outside, that's just bad luck. And that can hit all of us. And so regardless of how responsible, you know, I haven't thrown any stones at my team for what happened this last weekend in terms of, you know, hey, guys, it's your fault and this, that, and the other. That, you know, that would be unfair. We're not doing that. I back my players. my players understand the responsibility. I think a week ago there was a question, and I thought it was a good question. Are they hungry, or the motivation factor? They're motivated. They want to play. But still, yeah, these protocols are protocols that are tough. And no, you're not allowed to go out and have a normal life and all that kind of stuff. And that's, if you want to play baseball, that's just part of what you accept and say, okay, well, we're going to do these things to play baseball. The other factor that, Andrew, I think that this is going to be an interesting, you know, you're talking about an equivalency sport in baseball. We get 11.7 scholarships. And so we don't have the ability financially inside of our players in our locker room to go off and rent a single bedroom apartment or just have one other roommate. I mean, our kids are paying a lot of money to go to college. And when you pay a lot of money to go to college, you usually have more people living together. You know, you're sharing expenses. I mean, you're sharing the expenses of your rent situations and food and all that kind of stuff. So that doesn't really bode well with what they're telling us with, hey, spread out. And, you know, you shouldn't have 3, 4, 5 roommates. Well, I'm sure our guys would love to live alone during this time. And it just, there are not enough dollars out there for a lot of our guys to do that. So the bottom line is, hey, we got guys, more guys living with bigger pods than maybe some other sports. And that's just a factor as well. So we got to be more responsible.
I'm curious what you've seen from Jack Scantlin. He had a .400 on base percentage, 14 games last year. You know, he's still a freshman. Just what kind of impact do you think he can make on this team offensively and behind the plate?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've seen a lot of growth, just leadership behind the plate, which is a big time trait of a catcher, a good one at least, when you have quality leadership back there. That sure does impact your ball club in a positive way or a negative way if it's the wrong way. We've seen growth there, tremendous growth. He's obviously got a tremendous throwing arm. His receiving and his catching is much improved. You know, the bat speaks for itself. He's got tools in the bat as well, and he brings a physicality to the plate with him. He's done well, though. You know, he's earning respect. And I don't know, it's a pretty exciting time. I know he's a COVID freshman or whatever they call that thing now. But, you know, second year player in the program, he's worked really hard. And I know he's one of many guys on the roster that are antsy for Thursday to get here quickly.
Are the spots in the field lined up for you, Waz? Are you still making determinations? I think on the left side of the infield or left field seems to be the spots that were the most open on paper, at least. But you tell me, are those still up in the air? You made some determinations at short, third and left.
Short's an easy one. That's Josh Kasevich. Second base has been Gavin Grant. Those have been easy ones. Gabe at first, Matthews, and Jack Scanlon behind the plate. Those, Aaron Zavala in the lineup, those are the easy ones. You know, at third base, you had Sam Nowitzki and Nick Belafrano, the Stanford graduate transfer. You know, Belly beat out Sam during the fall, if you just went off the fall. And then during the spring, Nowitzki's, they both played really well, but Nowitzki probably has a nose over him at this time during the spring. You know, outfield-wise, you really have a couple of kids, two freshmen, Robbie Ashford and Bryce Betcher, who can really run the baseball down in center field. If there's a weakness that I haven't been exceptionally happy with in some of the scrimmages, it's the fact that the challenging ball in the outfield hasn't been caught enough. And so for me, we're going to try to balance having the most competitive lineup that we have, the best hitters with the best defense. And the two best defenders out there in center field are Ashford and Bryce Betcher. We've got another young kid, freshman named Colby Shade, who's a center fielder as well. That's tremendous defensively. He's a little nicked up right now, though, with an injury that's been going on for a little while. He's getting back into the mix, and he should be 100% in the short term. The corner outfield spots are kind of where things get a little heavy. The guys have swung the bat very well with Tanner Smith, Aaron Zavala, those guys specifically. Anthony Hall also has played center field. When, you know, Anthony's trying to become a center fielder, he would be an above average corner outfielder, but he hasn't been yet an above average center fielder. And so all those guys bring a physicality to them. They all look like they can, you know, put the ball over the fence, and they've shown that they can do that. But I'm probably most interested in specifically in the center field spot, the ball's being caught out there at a great level. And We'll probably balance that out with who's pitching on a daily basis to determine who's going to play center field that day.
Well, you just kind of alluded to it, but, you know, first series of the seasons, you know, first and seconds, at least in my opinion, for answering a lot of questions that you might have as a staff going into the year. If you had two or three big questions about this team that you'd like to see answered this weekend, what might they be?
Dominant starting pitching, concern number one. Do we have dominant starting pitching that can match up with the nation's best? You know, that's going to be not just a this weekend. I don't think we're going to get that answer this weekend. We won't get that answer for weeks to come, but we'll see some trends here and there. That would be number one. The second one I already hit on, and that was the ability to catch the challenging balls in the outfield. Infield defense has not been one of those. Catching has not been one of those concerns, which is great because last year those were two big concerns for us, and those have been solidified. The other side of it is the number of quality pitchers Coach Angier's been able to develop and has on his pitching staff. There's quality arms there, and so that's been a real blessing. The third thing is, and it's ultimately what we're getting paid for, and that's becoming winners. And the bottom line is that these kids in the Oregon Duck locker room right now haven't played in a postseason game yet. And but most of them, you know, Nick Belafrano, Stanford transfer, he has. But still yet, the lion's share, big-time lion's share of our locker room doesn't know what that looks like. And so for us, that's you know, we don't hide from it. It is what it is. We've worked to address those things, and developing the winning mentality again for us at the University of Oregon, which is something that at one point I remember fresh in my mind. There were only two teams in the entire nation that had won more than the Oregon Ducks during a extended period of time when I was here in my last stint. And I think we can get back to that, but we need to prove it on the field first.
Mark, are starting pitchers this week on any sort of pitch count? Are you just, if they're throwing well, are you going to let them go seven or eight innings if things look good? How do you kind of see things shaping up that way?
Yeah, good question, Ashley. No, I don't think any of them are going to be going seven or eight innings. You know, they will be on pitch count. It'll a large part of that isn't just pitch count, but how stressful are the pitches that they've thrown? So what I mean by that is if their pitch count is 80, 85 pitches for their outing, you know, were they a high stress 80 or 85 pitches, meaning maybe we would take them down to 65 pitches. If it was a low stress type of a thing, then extending them to an 85 pitch outing would be more than reasonable. We've got a few guys at least built up to where they can manage that kind of a load. And then some others that aren't built up to be able to manage that kind of load yet. I think you'll see a lot of our pitching staff this weekend just because of what I just hit on. And that would be just the build-up time, the lead-up time, and making sure that we take care of these guys' arms for the long haul.
Just because you haven't mentioned him, Waz, but it kind of goes without saying then, Jovan's good then at in all ways. I mean, obviously he's at DH, but, I mean, Kenyon's good to go in that role. And is he – where is he in terms of returning to throwing? Is that – where is he on the chronology in that?
He's a little bit behind some of the other guys in terms of being able to throw and all that kind of stuff, you know, with being stretched out and all that. Him as well as others, you know, a couple other guys were, you know, if they're not at a point where we feel like they should be out there based off of the prep work of this week, then you won't see some guys. But if they're, again, we're going to take care of our guys. We're not going to pitch guys or play guys that aren't ready physically at 100% without risk of injury or minimization of injury, we're not going to play those guys. So we still have a few more days of practice to determine the answers to those questions.
4 o'clock tomorrow gets going for the Ducks. PK Park, I'm excited to be back at PK Park. Going to be a little different, like everything else, but 4 o'clock start time, 3:45 pregame for those of you tuning in on the radio or if you're tuning in on the live stream. Could be a good time. I'm looking forward to getting back to PK Park. Up next, Rob Mosley. He's the editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com. And it's not his birthday, but, you know, we'll still celebrate nonetheless. We got a lot to talk about on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to relieve volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip! Me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. You know, last week, or I guess a few weeks ago, Mose was like, hey, I'm here. You know, you want to do this in person? And, I mean, Scott and I were like, yeah, we'd like to see somebody that isn't the two of us. So this is good. Thanks for coming in again. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, man. You could see my eyeballs, at least.
Yeah, it's a little weird. But the funny thing, like, you know, normally for you, you're like me. You've got, like, the nice headphones and headset when you do Zoom calls, which I very much appreciate because your audio sounds a lot better. So thank you as a radio guy, first of all. But second of all, I mean, I feel like I haven't actually seen, like, just your head
right
in probably 15 months.
That's true. That's a weird way to think about it. Yeah. It's kind of a weird head. Like, my phrenology is very strange. I have a bunch of wrinkles up here. So, like, when I cut my hair short, people think I've, like, carved lines into my hair because my head's all wrinkly.
You're sure that's not a trend?
Cutting lines in heads?
Yeah.
I hope not, because I've used many different barbers, and if they're all in on the joke, I've been pranked since birth.
Fair enough.
But I'd love to know what a phrenologist thought that meant.
Hard-hitting stuff here on Duck Insider Haircast with Rob Mosley. He's the editor-in-chief, GoDucks.com. I can follow him on Twitter at DuckFootball, at GoDucks Mosley. I want to start with you. I talked about this to start the show. A really cool event coming up tonight. So if you're listening on one of our Oregon Sports Network affiliate stations later on throughout the day, it will be available on demand. A panel coming up tonight. You wrote about it, talked about it via GoDucks.com if you want to read a little bit more. But Anthony Newman, Jordan Kent, English Gardner, Gloria Mutiri, Orlando Williams all taking part in a panel from Be Oregon celebrating Black History Month, which I just think is such a cool idea.
Yeah, you know, and they'll talk about their experience competing here, living here. Orlando's going to be the moderator, so you know where things go. You know, he'll kind of chart the path, chart the direction. But it's obviously with Anthony and Jordan, you're talking about two Hall of Famers. English just needs to be eligible, and she'll be probably a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And Gloria has just had an amazing impact since she got to campus. Just really being willing to put herself out there to be a voice that people can learn from and consult, and her willingness to do that on top of everything else a student athlete has to deal with, I think, has been really valuable and appreciated and impressive. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to just kind of where the conversation goes. But you know, I think really we do hope that the kind of the community at large tunes in. This isn't just for, you know, student athlete audience. We've had other events kind of behind the scenes that have been targeted to student athletes or targeted to staff. You know, we really want the community to get a sense of what it's like, what the environment is. You know, someone like Jordan grew up here, but for someone who moves here and you know, what's their perception of this community in relation to other places they might have lived or competed or went to school. You know, Gloria's a transfer. You know, and there's some, you know, English's career has obviously taken her all over the world. You know, so what, you know, what are some truths, maybe even some hard truths about sure. what Eugene Springfield is like for student athletes living here?
Yeah, I think it's a great concept, you know, and it's something that throughout my time living here, you know, you do notice it, I think, for student athletes that a lot of them do look different than the majority of the people who live here.
Right.
You know, and I think right. that it's always important to have that perspective and be able to hear some of those stories, because I've learned a lot,
right.
even just listening to some of these stories over the years.
And there's some things that, you know, might not, you know, occur to people. But, you know, if you see, you know, a football player who you know walking through a department store and you're staring because you're starstruck,
right.
they might not know why you're staring.
Fair
you
enough.
You know, that might make somebody pretty uncomfortable. Why is this person, are they mean mugging me? You know, so just there's awareness there that I think conversations like this can help shine a light on to just you know, to be empathetic. You know, what's it like to be someone who maybe didn't grow up around here and absolutely looks a lot different than a lot of the community members? And you know, how do they feel like they're treated? How do they feel like they're accepted? You know, what are things we do well as a community? What are things we could do better to benefit all of us? Everyone who lives here, you know, whether it's, you know, full-time, long-time residents, student-athletes who are only here for a few years, student-athletes who come here and want to stay here, all that.
Good stuff. GoDucks.com. Rob wrote a great piece about it. You can find there about the panel coming up tonight. Be Oregon celebrating Black History Month with Anthony Newman, Jordan Kent, English Gardner, Gloria Mutiri, and Orlando Williams. Meanwhile, men's basketball has a huge opportunity against Stanford. You know, I feel like this is a game that both of these teams kind of need for similar reasons, but in some ways different reasons. And I was thinking back, Rob, to you remember when LJ Figueroa misses his three against Stanford, follows it with a dunk to make it 41-41. The Ducks go out and outscore Stanford in the final about 12 minutes of that game, 32-15. It's like this big energy play. It's one of those examples where you go, yeah, that can really spark a team. I feel like those are the kinds of plays that Oregon hasn't had lately, and they're going to need some of those now against Stanford on the road.
2 points. One, I always feel a little silly analyzing Oregon men's basketball with you because you are so much closer to the team than I am.
Well, hey, you watch the
game.
So
I'm always worried I'm going to say something stupid. Joey's like, well, you remember this happening, and I just nod like an idiot. Oh, of course. Who could
but
forget
But you do
that?
Remember it, though.
Yeah. I can't say I remember it with the specificity that you do. The other thing, though, I mean, and LJ, it's interesting you bring up LJ from that anecdote, because LJ was talking last weekend about how, you know, for as nice as it was to get a couple wins at home last weekend, they just weren't kind of, he didn't use these words, but kind of stepping on a team's throat when you got them potentially down. And there were moments in both the Colorado and Utah games when it was kind of going back and forth and then hit a lull and nobody was scoring. And if you're Oregon, you're going, that's your chance. You're making some stops on defense, you know, get a couple buckets and start to gap this team a little bit. And it's just not happening. So, that jumped to mind, too, when you're talking about a play like that. Like, you know, you have to seize those moments because it's such a game of momentum and emotion that if you don't take advantage of it, it can go the other way real quick, as we saw at the beginning of the USC game. So, you know, you have to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them. You have to avoid them at all costs when they potentially rise for the other team. So, yeah, there's just a little bit of a – you hate to see a team lacks a killer instinct because these are veteran guys who've played a ton of basketball. They know what they're doing. You know, they haven't quite been the desire, no doubt, is there. Just the ability to kind of capitalize on a couple key moments here and there that would have made – specifically the two home games last weekend, a lot different. And maybe they would have gone like that game earlier this year that you're talking about. You know, if they'd had a play like that, that really could have. But, you know, they're winning games, you know, or at least those two they were. I mean, the three that Duarte hits to tie that game, the Colorado game, mm-hmm. it was the first one. Yeah, you know, I tweeted this out. Like, when that leaves his hand, literally while the ball's in the air, I thought, well, if you're, this is the kind of shot a Pac-12 player of the year candidate makes.
Yep.
And he made it.
Just like against Arizona.
And LJ makes a three, and then, you know, those, so that they are making shots in those moments, you know, that pull out a game. But yeah, this could be a team that feels like that's winning a little more comfortably. Monday, that was a great game for 35 minutes.
Yeah. The first 5 minutes
was
really
a horrible
sucked.
Game for the first five.
Yeah.
And it was lost at that point. I mean, and you saw it, all the energy it took to make up that gap. means, you know, the Ducks are kind of out of gas the last few minutes when they potentially had the chance to
they did have a shot at the end there.
Yeah. So you don't forgive it. Dana Altman said he was going to practice him really hard today, you know, to fix some things. On the other hand, it's like it's five bad minutes where one dude got really, really hot for the other guys.
Yeah.
And
then that guy barely scored in the second half.
Right.
You know, so sometimes it truly does come down to that one run. And
in the first 5 minutes of the game, what are you talking about in the locker room right before you take the floor? They have two enormous dudes in the post.
Yeah, that's
true. Let's not let those guys beat us.
Yeah.
They're not the greatest three-point shooting team in the world. Let's pack it in down low and, you know, keep those giant dudes from beating us. And then this dude out of nowhere – not out of nowhere, you know, but, you know.
He's been really good the last 2 weeks, but it's not the –
He turns into freaking Reggie Miller.
Exactly. That's a great description. Yeah. I mean, it – Yeah, you're right. I mean, and that's got to be, though, what drives coaches absolutely bonkers,
right.
You know, is that sometimes the scouting report just doesn't work out.
Right. You're playing the percentage. Any scout is you're playing the percentages.
Yes.
What are they most likely to do? Let's try to defend that.
Yeah.
And then there's always the chance that Navy football comes out and throws it 40 times, and you're like, well, didn't see that coming, but how the heck were we supposed to?
Boy, that was a good pull. That was like, whew, man, that –
Can you imagine if they threw it 40 times?
No.
Bonkers.
It's like Georgia Tech, you know, of the old days, right?
Yeah.
Well, not old days, but at least, yeah, I hear you. Before I let you go, Keely Smith featured on the Mighty Orchid Pod this week.
Yeah, and he was great, man. He talking about how, you know, that's a man who has had a lot to come to terms with and has had some time to reconcile with the choices he made. You know, yeah, I mean, there are some situations like with his agent, you know, when he had a holdout his rookie year, so he's late getting to camp. You know, he quibbles with some of the decisions maybe his agent made. He quibbles with some of the decisions that organization made, but ultimately he puts so much on himself, and he's reached this point in his life where he says, I want to teach kids not to make the mistakes I made. So just really enlightening. And then just talking about some of the good old days, you know, the throw to Pat Johnson at UW, the run against USC.
The catch.
Yeah, I mean, just some cool highlights to The podcast, the producers always want, like, this narrative arc with this dramatic moment. I'm like, I just like the parts where we're talking about awesome highlights and stuff. I'm just like, well, I just go full fanboy. So
it's fine.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Yeah, it checks both boxes.
That's what it's for.
Absolutely.
You know, isn't that the beauty, though, that, like, what you and I do for a living? Like, we do get to be paid fanboys.
Right. Totally.
Greatest job ever.
Yeah. I know you were talking to Nils the other day, like, I haven't had as fun at a sporting event like I had at tennis the other day very often in the last, you know, couple years.
Yeah.
I mean, the intensity of that, you know, match deciding number six singles match was awesome. Like, my blood pressure, I don't want to know what it was. Luckily, normally it's pretty good.
How do you think Coach Schielander's
He was dying. He was dying. I put a photo of him on Instagram. I mean, he spent, like, the whole third set like this. It's like he didn't want to watch it. And, yeah, it was so much fun.
All of our coaches – good phone drop.
Fumble.
Yeah. Good fumble, yeah. All of our coaches are great to talk to, but I got to tell you, there's nobody that I would rather talk to during Husky Week than Nils Schielander.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, that dude, he's one of the longest tenured, not just coaches, but staff members now at the U of O, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, just because, you know, if you're a casual fan, and primarily probably a football fan listening to this, you know, just because you don't necessarily know much about Nils or his program, he's been wearing green and yellow for a long time.
He does not like purple.
And going head-to-head with, you know, schools like UW for a long time, and it matters a lot.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was pretty special.
And it's always a 4-3 decision.
Yeah.
Literally always between Oregon and Washington men's tennis. Well, Rob, I kept you a lot longer than I said
would.
No,
no sweat. Yeah.
Appreciate it. There is a Diet Mountain Dew in the fridge for you.
Oh, my God.
I made sure.
Yeah. Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
I just had Carl's Jr. for lunch.
Did you really?
In fact, I don't have to take a Diet Mountain Dew because I got a Diet Dr. Pepper at Carl's Jr. when I got lunch.
Well, yeah. Shoot. All right.
But now that I know it's there, it's going to disappear.
You know that you just completely pulled an H.J. Cone?
What does that mean?
H.J. always gets Carl's Jr. before he comes on the show.
Oh, really?
It's like his thing. It's just the HJ thing, and then he holds up the bag and he's like eating the burger all over Zoom. It's really, you are HJ in this moment.
Yeah. Well, I wish I drove his car.
Don't we all? He's Rob Mosley, editor-in-chief, GoDucks.com. Tune in for the panel tonight. And, hey, thanks for taking the time, buddy.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to go to a quick timeout. When we come back, Melissa Lombardi. The Ducks are going to play Pac-12 opponents this weekend for softball, but they won't count toward Pac-12 standings. More on that in a moment on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back at Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Join Mac at the Country Financial Studio. Fun conversation with Matt Ulmer coming up, but also Oregon softball. They're going to be hitting the road, taking on UCLA and Utah in some non-conference Pac-12 games. That's just the way the schedule fell this year. Best way to get some good opponents. Sometimes you play non-conference games against teams in your own conference. We caught up with Melissa Lombardi, head coach Oregon softball, yesterday. Oregon softball off to a great start, and it's always my pleasure to talk with the head coach of Oregon softball, Missy Lombardi, joining us on the show. Coach, how's it been? A couple weeks on the road, and you guys are still undefeated. Got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it feels great. We're coming off a really good weekend. I really liked what our team did this past weekend. That they all contributed, and you know, we had some tough games. So proud of how they handled it.
Well, let's go back in time, if we could, just a little bit, Coach. I mean, you start out in a really close one against Fresno State in Game 1, and then Brooke Yanez is just lights out after that. Your offense picks it up late in the game. How good was Brooke in the later innings of that matchup?
She was pretty good. It was just nice. It just took her a little bit to settle. She needed to settle, and that's something that I just want to see her do, is just settle in early. And once she settled in and I think found where she needed to locate her rise ball, from there, you really saw her be efficient, go after the opponent, and really get what she wanted to get. So just want to see her kind of had a slow start, but then loved how she finished.
And the offense finishing strong in that game too, that had to be encouraging for you, right?
Yeah, what I like about that is the offense. We went into the weekend talking about a particular game plan at the plate and how quickly could they get to that game plan, and I thought they did a good job of getting there, getting to it, and you know, knocking that first pitcher out of the game and getting to the second one. So I really loved their offensive game plan.
Then you guys had the second game against Fresno State get added to the schedule. And I remember you and I talked last week that, hey, this is a pretty good team. You know, these are good matchups for you guys. And I really thought we saw that in the second game, a 2-1 grinded out win with, I got a couple follow-ups for you, but just thoughts on a grinded out win in the second matchup of the weekend.
For sure. We got to face their number one, and she's really good. Really, really good. She does a great job of locating and getting you to swing and miss and to hit pitches out of the zone. So going into it, we knew it was going to be tough. And that day, getting two solo bombs was enough. So from there, you rely on your pitching and your defense to take care of the rest. And I thought they did. They did exactly that.
The solo bombs, before I ask you about pitching and defense, the solo bombs, Alyssa Brito has, I think, gotten off to a really hot start. We saw that, especially with that clutch home run this weekend.
Yeah, she did. You could see her really relaxed at the plate. I thought her timing was really, really good. She was swinging at pitches in the strike zone. And when she got her pitches, I thought she did a great job of taking advantage of them and in hitting them hard. The first home run she hit, I think it cleared out into the streets. So it's probably the longest ball I've ever seen her hit.
Tara McGowan also, that had to feel great to see her hit a shot like she did.
Definitely. That is T right there. And I think coming into the weekend for her, she felt like she was a little too selective her first weekend and wanted to be more aggressive this weekend.
I am going to do my best impression of the clip that deserves this sort of praise, and you'll understand it in a moment. But I mean, Haley Cruz, with the game on the line, we played it on the show earlier this week. I mean, Coach, when that ball comes off the bat, so let me set it up. Runner at second, game's on the line, it's 2-1, ball goes off the bat. As a coach, are you like, well, I mean, what's going through your mind in that situation? Is that like the ultimate hold your breath?
Well, you know, she hit the ball. She didn't hit it very hard. And I'm like, oh, that might have a chance to fall. And then Haley's there, scooped it right up, no problem. So, you know, what I really liked about that play was just Haley knowing and expecting to make that play. But also, too, she struggled at the plate. And she could have allowed her frustration at the plate to take over into defense. And she didn't. Like, she came up clutch. We talked a lot about just each other having each other's backs and knowing that, like, for her, if she's struggling at the plate, for the other two to say, I got you, no problem, we got this. You know, you're always on, you're always scoring runs, we'll get you this game. And then for her to come up clutch for Samari and say, I got you, this ball's not dropping. And that's one thing that our outfield really pride themselves is that nothing drops. They talk about that all the time, nothing drops. So it was cool to see her take care of that one.
How tremendous of a first step does she have? I mean, that really jumped out to me. Like, man, she got there quick.
She did. I mean, if you see it, like if you really watch it from where she started and where she like finished, she had a long way to go. But I thought she did a really good job of, I mean, it was a tough play, but I thought she made it look a little easy too. So it was a tremendous play. And just to see her come up with that was big, because that would have tied the ball game up right there if the ball would have dropped.
Oregon softball, Twitter and Facebook, of course, we've made a big deal of this clip. We've been talking about it a lot. And, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, these are the sorts of things that you love to talk about. You touched on Samari Diaz there, Coach. It seems like she appears, at least early in this season, to really fit the mentality of a closer. You like what you've seen so far in that role?
Yeah, she does. What I really like is that she comes into the game, she's confident with her stuff, and she moves the ball through the strike zone. Like, she throws strikes, and she moves the ball, and she changes speeds right from the start. So I feel like I really like the pressure that she's putting on the opponent when she's coming into the game. I have no problem with her starting as well, but just knowing that we needed her to come in and close, she's doing a great job with that.
Melissa Lombardi, head coach of Oregon softball, joining us. So, you know, you're out to a 7-0 start, feeling good. A couple really big-time matchups coming up this week. February 28th, it's a Sunday, 1 o'clock start against UCLA. Not a conference game out in Tempe. You guys will also play Utah and then UCLA again. So three games, Coach, against some really, really high-level Pac-12 competition. This is really what it's all about, isn't it?
Exactly. This is what it's all about. This is why we play in the pack, to play these top programs every single year. So I'm excited. I know our team can't wait to come and play on Sunday.
There will be a live stream, everybody. For those of you who want to tune in from our friends at Arizona State, I understand that they will have a live stream for these three matchups. UCLA Sunday at 1, Utah Sunday at 4, and then on Monday, a 10 a.m. slot against UCLA, which, Coach, I love a solid 10 a.m. game on a Monday because it gives me and Scott something to watch here in the studio. So thanks for the scheduling. I appreciate it.
No problem. That was all for you.
Thank you. Hey, you know, in all seriousness, I mean, this is an early season test, isn't it? Is this kind of a good litmus test early in the season for where your squad's at?
Absolutely. You know, usually this time of the year, we're in Palm Springs and we're getting some tests there. So to me, this is nothing different. So obviously, it's a conference opponent, but we need to be tested. You know, I've been saying this from day one. If we want to be great, we've got to be able to be great. So I'm really looking forward to the weekend and seeing what our team's going to do.
Do you talk to your squad about that? Like, or is that a thing that like a coach will answer from somebody like me, but you don't necessarily talk to the team about like, hey, this is a good test for us?
Yeah, no, we talk about each weekend and what we're trying to do and what we want to get out of it. So for sure, this whole week, we're going to talk about, you know, if we're doing things right each weekend, that our competition gets tougher and tougher, and we need to see if we're ready to handle it. So what I want to see is what we did this past weekend should be preparing us for what's coming up next.
UCLA, Utah, and then UCLA again Sunday and Monday for Oregon softball, and looking forward to catching up with you again next week, Coach. Thanks for always taking the time, and man, best of luck. Safe travels out to Arizona.
All right, thank you.
Oregon softball hitting the road. The Ducks will take on number one UCLA twice. Big opportunity for them. Meanwhile, big opportunity to get back on the floor. It is volleyball season again, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Ulmer, head coach of Oregon volleyball, is going to join us. We've got his ball still right here, and Matt, thank you for not taking it back to your office yet. I do really very much appreciate that.
It really completes your whole set there.
I think it does. I think it really does. You know,
Plus, I never want you to forget me.
Well, that could never happen. That could never happen.
Could never happen.
But, you know, so I've been thinking about this. We all know that there's a particular movie that I actually hate that references a volleyball. Well, I think for your guys, we'd have to name the volleyball Molten, right?
Yes.
We'll make sure to make that adjustment in any future scripts that involve volleyballs that get lost at sea, okay?
Thank you.
Good. We're going to get a quick timeout, and when we come back, Matt Ulmer, it's his ball. We're going to talk with him as they're back in action on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear wallet, you can't stop a new 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear wallet, you can't stop a new 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Bom, 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 bom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle up.
Some ice cream.
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. It is not Matt Ulmer's birthday. In fact, it's Uncle Phil's birthday today. So
Happy birthday, Uncle Phil.
That's right. Matt Ulmer, kind enough to join us. Hey, Matt, in all seriousness, you know, you guys, tremendous opportunity that was in front of you last week, and then unfortunately in the world that we're living in, games get canceled. So what did you guys do this past weekend after you weren't able to travel to Salt Lake City due to problems in Utah's program, I should clarify?
Yeah, we took Saturday and Sunday off. You know, tried to see it as a positive that we get a chance to recharge and, you know, give our bodies a rest. And we're halfway through, you know, our season. So, you know, just getting recharged and ready to go for the second half here.
Does it feel like you're halfway through your season?
No. It doesn't. But we are. So.
I was going to say, are you going to elaborate? No, that's fine. That's fine.
It's just weird, you know. We've only played 8 matches, so to think after 8 matches you're only halfway through, you know, that part is just—it's just different. You know?
You're still one of the best teams in the conference, though. Looking at the standings, you guys have been off to such a great start, and I guess now I can say it's not a great start; it's just a great season thus far. Excited to get back to it, I'd imagine, after a few weeks of, or after a week of practice.
Yeah, the team was really disappointed to not be able to go play Utah. We're really looking forward to that matchup, as was Utah, I know. So we want to play the tough competition and the best opponents, and we want to give ourselves a chance to win the Pac-12 championship. And we felt like we were going to have that opportunity this past weekend. So we're really chomping at the bit to get going again. Colorado is an excellent team. We're going to definitely have our hands full. They present a lot of matchup problems, and they just do a lot of things well. So we're excited to be home. You know, we're excited to welcome Colorado and hopefully have a great ball game.
Both matches this weekend will be on the Oregon live stream. Our friends at KWVA on the student radio station will have the broadcast for you on the radio side and on the live stream. A little afternoon action on Friday, which is always fun. It gives you an excuse to leave work early and tune in.
I heard
in
you were
Friday.
Thankful for whoever scheduled, and I just want you to know I looked through everybody's schedule, and I chose the 2 p.m. match to make sure that it just fit so perfectly. So you're welcome. You're welcome. The things that I do for you.
You're the best. Like so that everybody is clear, I said this to Lisa the other day. 2 o'clock, Oregon volleyball. 4 o'clock, Oregon baseball. And then 6 o'clock, Oregon soccer. All on the live stream. So to Scott Labounty, myself, everybody else who's involved in the live streams, this is like a dream come true for us. It's like a full programming slate. So thank you, Coach.
But more importantly is Duck Insiders at 1 o'clock.
That's right.
Right. So, I mean, that was the key, is making sure that we didn't overlap with Duck Insider.
God, man. You're the best. I had this whole plan.
Players, you know, we're a family. We got to work together.
I had this plan of actually doing something kind of funny with Coach Ulmer today. I just thought that he'd appreciate it. But now it's just too heartfelt. I can't.
Yeah,
we're going to table that for a future day. But yeah, it is a busy day on. Say that again.
I threw you off your game.
You always do. Always do. Colorado, though, what's the scouting report? You mentioned they're a pretty good team. How do you beat them?
Yeah, they're probably between us and them, the two best passing teams in the conference. So really important that we execute our serve, that we have a lot of service pressure on them to try to get them out of system a little bit more. They have a really dynamic setter. Who's offensive and moves the ball around really well. And then they really have good attackers everywhere. They're very balanced. One of their outsides had 28 kills against Washington this past weekend. That's a big number. So they're confident. They're playing well, and that's what we're up against.
But you guys are confident in playing pretty darn well too.
I sure hope so. You know, and that's why it should be a fun one.
I keep trying to say, like, you guys are great. You guys are good. And you're just not leaning into it. Like, I can just feel that there's like this is like the stretch of the season where every match is super important. We know that in conference play. You don't want to be overconfident, but you guys are playing really well, though, aren't you, in all seriousness?
I've been happy with our growth. You know, I think we generally control the ball well. I think our setters, Kylie and Elise, are really starting to hit their stride. I think they're starting to figure out the offense and their, you know, the hitters that they have with them and starting to develop connections. And again, that's been the big piece for us. Our defense has been so good all year. It's been very steady. So if we could just start to score a little bit better, be more efficient scoring, we can get some separation. And I thought we did that really well against Arizona. And, you know, we have another tough challenge here with Colorado that we need to continue to do that.
2 o'clock Friday. Great scheduling on behalf of Matt Ulmer, head coach Oregon volleyball. You know how good my kind of last point for you here, Matt, is how good has your defense been? I mean, looking at the numbers, it's one of the best in the conference, one of the best in the country.
Yeah, I think we're holding teams under 180, 174, something like that. I think if it held up that way, it's the best Oregon defense has ever been at opponent's hitting percentage. I have to check. It's something like that. So that just kind of tells you kind of where we're at, right? We're doing it at a level we've never done it before. And so, you know, I just think we have a lot of really good individual defenders. And our, you know, as our serving goes, our block continues to get better. And then it just makes the individual defender's job easier and just makes it really tough to score against us. So the serving to the blocking to the individual defense, again, that all those things are becoming pretty high level for us, and this is going to make it tough for other teams.
Ducks against Colorado coming up this weekend for Oregon volleyball. He's the head coach, Matt Ulmer. Matt, thanks for always taking the time. Thanks for always throwing me off my game and keeping me on my toes. And also thanks for donating one of the best parts of our set.
Let's have a great Friday. Great Friday.
And a great Sunday.
And a great Sunday.
And maybe a great Saturday.
Saturday, I love Saturdays.
Yeah, Saturday's a good day.
Saturday's a good day.
Here's to talking about a couple more victories with you next week, Coach. Always appreciate the time.
Thanks, buddy.
We're going to get a quick timeout. When we come back, I'm going to keep playing with the volleyball. And also, it's Uncle Phil's birthday. We'll wish him a happy birthday the right way after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a country financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy back here with you. Thanks for always taking the time to chat with us through all of our guests. And today, it is Uncle Phil's birthday, which means that the Oregon football team wished him a happy birthday in the only way Oregon football knows how. Maybe.
Uncle Phil, we appreciate all you do for us. Can't wait to see you back in the weight room next year. Go Ducks.
Happy birthday, Uncle Phil. Thanks for everything you do.
Happy birthday. We appreciate you, everything you do for us.
Uncle Phil, happy birthday. Thank you for all this stuff right here, man. It's amazing. It's a blessing. Have a great one.
Happy birthday, Uncle Phil. Go Ducks.
Wish you a happy birthday. Thank you for everything you've done for us and this program. Nothing but great wishes coming your way.
Happy birthday, Uncle Phil. Hope you have a great one.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Happy birthday, Uncle Phil. Thanks for everything you do for the University of Oregon.
Happy birthday, Uncle Phil. Have a great day.
Happy birthday, Uncle Phil. We appreciate you. Go Ducks.
I wish you a happy birthday. I hope all is well. You know, we're out here working for you. And all the love's here.
Happy birthday, man. I appreciate you.
Isn't that great? You can find the video on the Oregon football social media today. Happy birthday to Uncle Phil. Man, busy day. Matt Ulmer, Melissa Lombardi, Rob Mosley, Mark Wasikowski. Thanks to all of them for joining us. Schedule updates. There's still going to be an awful lot of them for Oregon men's basketball. GoDucks.com will have you covered, and we'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.